bliss.
This is Ignorance is Bliss, and I'm Shaka the Free Man. Thank you all for tuning in to my first episode. This podcast will be mainly about relationships and things that we deal with here in America. I try not to get too caught up in these things, but they're a part of my daily life, so it's difficult for me not to have some place to express myself on these things, because a lot of the times I don't have a place to express myself because the people I'm around don't understand the way I understand. So I will probably be doing this podcast a couple of times, maybe out the week, most likely, maybe three times, who knows, two, maybe three times a week. Could be more. But I feel like this is something that I need to be doing because for myself personally, to get things out of myself that I see and are unable to express things outward. So I feel like this is a perfect platform for me to do those things, to do that. So today is July the 5th. It's 9:54 Central Time. And I'm feeling a bit like Mr. Wendell. And if you don't know who Mr. Wendell is, Mr. Wendell is a character or a person, a made-up person, a fictional character. The group Arrested Development from the early 90s, group that also sang Tennessee, 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 take me to another place. That song. I'll put a little clip in. I'll try to add a clip inside the when I have a transition for people to remember. Because I know that probably wasn't a good rendition of it. But like Mr. Wendell, I say I'm feeling a bit like Mr. Wendell because, you know, sometimes you get tired of all of the pain, all of the bills and all of that stuff. And it's just, when people don't understand, it's more to life than what they just see. And people, complaining, and it's difficult to, for me personally, it's difficult for me to, sometimes, I'm not going to say all the time, but to hear them out. And I've basically ended relationships because the people don't want to. I feel like I'm giving solutions, and instead of just accepting, just listening to what they have to say. And I don't mind listening to what people have to say, but I feel like if I'm giving you a solution to the issue, or if I'm, I'm giving you a different opinion, or giving you a different way to look at the situation, I feel like, if you want to just pour into me like negative energy, I won't let you do that, basically. So, if you feel like somebody is treating you or something is going wrong against you, I'll, try to give you a way of looking at it so that you don't feel that way. So I've ended basically relationships for stuff like that. And other things as well. So, and I just feel like with, you know, people nowadays, it's just, you know, social media has really made, has made Black relations really difficult. It's really made Black relations really difficult. So with that being said, making it difficult for me personally, I've tried to become more spiritual, and what that's done is made me look more inward, and for me personally, it's kind of been difficult because I'm really an extrovert, but the way things are, the way that society has become based on specifically, and how we relate with each other now in this new technology, I should just say, instead of social media, in the new technology, because text messages and stuff and all kind of stuff makes it a lot more difficult to communicate. So with the change in technology, Black people, we have suffered the most with relationships. And it's not only just been just the technology, but all kind of things have made relationship building very difficult for us. I can use one example. I want to use this one example. So, you know, people will say like Black people have, you know, most people's parents use their social security number, you know, when they're young, for their light bills or whatever, to use it, whatever, and never pay it off. And if that child gets older and becomes a person that really wants to do something about their credit, that person could be a person that could build an issue. It could be a problem between that person and their mother. You know, if the person's mother doesn't still care about their credit or doesn't own a home or own things, basically, when that child gets older. Because that child could be like, well, you know, can have some type of way of feeling basically towards that parent. I shouldn't say mother, but that parent, I should say. So, and I apologize for saying mother earlier, parent, because fathers do it as well. But the point that I'm making is that it can cause some resentment in the child, and the relationship could be bruised. And if the relationship was already bruised before that, it can definitely make the relationship hurt the relationship even more so. So with those things being said, that, you know, we have so many different other things to deal with as far as, you know, building relationships and trying to also become financially stable in this society where most of us don't get the tools that we need growing up. So it's so many different things that I'm going to be discussing that need repair, basically, in order for things to change basically in this country. And people, you know, people think it's just one aspect. And that's why I say, and that's one of the reasons why I believe that ignorance is bliss. Because it's just so many different things to, I mean, it's so many different layers to this onion that people just don't understand. And I'm going to cover a lot of them because I think that it's important going forward because this is just not, like I said, just not a one-layered surface. I mean, you know, or we have to understand semantics. One thing we have to understand, you know, people will always just say, oh, blood is not thicker than water, or water's not, don't get it confused, blood is thicker than water, or use those type of things to make you believe that, you know, put your family first. But we have to remember that, or we have to understand, not remember, we must understand that the difference between that there is a difference between having having a family and being related to someone. So, you know, don't get your relatives confused with people who are your family, because you could have relatives, but that doesn't mean that those people are part of your family. So, that's another issue we have. You know, we tend to do things with people without understanding if that person is on the same page with us or trying to work with us. And that can be an issue that says basically we didn't do enough research on the person, or it can be an issue where the person just is telling a lie. So it could be different things. So, and I say all of that to say that, you know, don't blame yourself or don't get down on yourself, basically, if you're not aware, if you feel some type of way about, you know, the situation, or if you're in that situation, or if you've been in that situation, because I've been in that situation. And sometimes you just don't know, even as, you know, as you get older. I mean, sometimes you just don't know. I mean, still, you know, you're not aware. You don't know. You it's gone now. Since the situation is over with, now you still just think about it. And you wonder maybe, like, you know, did I handle that situation correctly? But, you know, the best way to, I'm not going to say the best way, but I would say if you're not in that relationship no more, if that person is not part of your family now, obviously that person is just a relative. So, or if the person was just a relative, or if the person was just an associate, basically. So, semantics are everything for us, and that's one thing. That's another one of our issues. And it's going to seem like I'm all over the place with this podcast, but like I said, I'm just trying to unveil the different layers of the issues that we have to overcome and learn how to learn to deal with as we live in America here, because it's just so many different things that are affecting, you know, our lives. There's things like the nationality, I'm not going to say issue, but Anyway, there's a brother online by the name of Raspy Rawls who deals with a lot of the trust and things like that about gaining your knowing your genealogy. If it's not genealogy, I want to say just doing your research on who you are and stuff like that. That's a lot of, I mean, in order to get you, you know, get the land back, that's basically owed us. So we can stop living the work, basically, so we can get to, so we can stop feeling like Mr. Wendell. So, so I say all of that, like I said, all of those things bring me to that point right there, basically, that we need to, there's a lot of different things that we need to correct and understand for us to get to the point of knowing, of getting to where we need to be so we can become those beings, those, continue to become those growing beings. Because it's very difficult right now for us to grow at the rate that we may want to grow at, because I'm not saying that we're not growing, because you're either growing or dying. So I like to stay positive and optimistic and know and expect that everyone is growing, even though you may be dying in some aspect, but you're growing in other areas. So, because you're always going to say, how's that happening? Well, you got dead skin, right? Skin is always dying. You always are regrowing new skin. Same thing with hair, is growing and falling out, and you're getting new hairs. So there's so many different things that we have to do in order to get back in a position of that type of growth. I mean, there's just so much knowledge out there. And right now, I like the, and I think that, it's so much going on right now that the water is just too muddy for people to focus on certain things like that. I mean, social media has basically usurped entrepreneurship. I mean, it is the basically new wave of entrepreneurship, I should say. So it's not, I mean, no one is thinking of something new, basically, like. And if they are, I mean, it's not being invested in as maybe as it should, as much as it should. The way that things are right now, the element of social media has basically broken kind of like the broken so many lines of broken lines of I'm not going to say so many but broken communication has made it difficult to communicate because of the feeling aspect of social media, the like aspect, basically, like, or the you could have, you know, the virtual aspect, the virtual friends and stuff like that, the people you may not know, but, you know, you've made virtual friends with them. And that could sometimes that those relationships prevent you from going out and being a being that communicate or makes contact with other beings physically or face to face or in that aspect. When you think about it, I like to, I like to use my own personal experiences with this because, one, because I'm a barber by profession. So I make contact with people a lot. And I grew up in New Orleans, which is one where it's, we kind of, you know, it's real. Southern hospitality is real, basically, there. Like, we communicate, everybody speak to each other. Like, you know, you'll hear, and that's why you hear so many different slang terms for speaking, like from when you hear or you run into, you know, people from New Orleans or from Louisiana, because Southern hospitality is really real. Like, you know, you'll hear the different, you'll just hear them, you know, the different terms, basically. Wah, what's happening, baby? Boy, you stupid. What up with your boo? What's happening, baby? You know, stuff like that. You'll hear everything, basically. I mean, it's just so many, because it's just the Southern hospitality. But that does not have to, that still doesn't repair the relationship issues that are there, because the relationship building issues that we need to repair. And like I said, the relationship building process will be a difficult one, because we have to one, understand that we have issues with each other, and two, understand what relationships are, basically, and from that point on, start to learn how to respect each other in a relationship and be loyal to each other in a relationship. Basically, lay down some ground, some principles, some ground rules, basically for people, for you to understand, you know, what's expected of each other in a relationship. And those things make you family. If you know you have the same goals, basically, and you want to share the same things in this relationship, you agree to these things, basically, can make you a family. So these are things that people do sometimes when they're in a gang, and I'm not using them in, like, using the word gang in a derogatory manner, because sometimes I don't want to say I'm using it in a good manner. I mean, I don't want to uplift or down or degrade the gangs, because all organizations have their ups, have their things that people like and their dislikes about them. So every aspect of organizations, basically, most organizations basically are looked at as families, and that's why most organizations have principles, basically, that they expect people to follow, or guidelines, and and you're upheld. Basically, they ask you to, you know, make sure you're sworn to uphold them or something like that, basically, so that you can, so to know that you're true to this organization. And sometimes people obey them and sometimes people break them. So, you know, with that being said, that's basically, you know, what happens when people want to, when you want to start to rebuild the relationship, or build a family, I should say, because rebuild the relationship or start to build a family. So with that being said, this is I'm Shaka the Free Man, and again, you're listening to Ignorance is Bliss. This is my first season, first episode. And like I said, this is the I call this episode the Feeling Like Mr. Window episode, because I want you to listen to the song Mr. Window, and I'm not going to play it in the podcast, but maybe you can pause the album, pause the podcast and listen to the song, and then come back and listen to the podcast. I mean, we won't have much time left in the podcast, but I'm sure you probably have done it already, but those are the different things that make, like I said, me feel like Mr. Window sometimes. Makes me think, because of the so many different layers that we have to deal with. You think about, you know, how come we're not where we want to be and stuff like that. And I'm going to use this one example that I made reference to, and I commented on in someone's Instagram post to recently. So there was a post that everybody was posting up of the black lady, and I'm sure everyone will know exactly what I'm talking about, and I would love everyone's comments on this as well. So there was a comment. There was the lady who turned down the guy who pulled up in the truck with the flag, with the, damn it, look, I can't even think of the Confederate flag. So I said that in the post that it was reactionary of her to turn the guy away. However, I understand it because of what we've dealt with as, you know, as people, as a race. However, you have to be beyond things. You have to know if, you know, there's bigger ways to defeat this. So I basically said that she was being reactionary, because if she really was the type of person to didn't like that type of action, she would have looked for a black person in the first place to be that in that service area. So I went back and forth with a guy or whatever, and another girl said my theory was, or my logic was wrong. So it may be. However, I'm not the one to choose if it's wrong or right. I'm just saying how I feel about the situation. So I said that that if she really understood that, she would, you know, that would, you know, she wouldn't have that situation. She would have got the black person to do the service, and this wouldn't have been happening. Now, if she isn't the type of reactionary person, she would let him do what she did, do his service, and left up out of there, and that would have been done deal. And she would have known, as going forward, you learn from your lessons, not to use that service again, or look for services that she know won't offend her when they pull up to her house. With that being said, again, this is unpeeling a bunch of different layers of the onion of the entire aspect of building relationships here, rebuilding our relationships with each other here in America. Again, this is Ignorance is Bliss. Thank you for listening. I'm Shaka the Free Man. I'm gone.